So, spiders. They're scary. They look scary. They look scary. But they're really not. I mean, most of them are pretty harmless, especially tarantulas.
Right, and they get a bad rap, let's be honest.
Right, they really do, especially tarantulas.
So we want to tell you about a new documentary that you should watch because it's really good. It's very creative. It's called Spiders Will Eat Your Face. Catch it on Amazon Prime, Instant Watch, and Amazon.com. I love learning about history. But let's be honest, history can sometimes be scary, mm-hmm. especially when you're learning about when spiders came to America.
Yes, we're talking about tarantulas. Tarantulas are probably the biggest and scariest looking of them all, but they're actually quite docile. And they're pets. People keep them as pets, and they have a long history of that as a pet. So you can learn more about that by watching the documentary, Spiders Will Eat Your Face. It's really funny, creative, and fun, and informative. So you should watch it. You can watch it on Amazon, Amazon Instant Watch, and Amazon Prime.
What's going on? What's happening? What are you telling me?
I would like to extend to you an invitation to the pants party.
It's time for the Pop Culture Connoisseurs, a gal and a gay podcast with Kitty.
One time she punched me in the face. It was awesome.
And Mick.
He's the gay of my dreams.
And they have this book, this burn book, where they write mean things about all the girls in our grade.
What does it say about Mick?
You're not in it.
Those bitches.
All right, welcome to Pop Culture Connoisseurs, a gal and a gay. I'm Mick.
And I'm Kitty. Thanks for joining us.
This is episode 137 of our podcast.
Yes,
and
that's what we're doing in podcasts.
We are. We are. We haven't done one in a while.
I know. Well, you know.
Life just really gets in the way.
Right.
TV now gets in the way because finally we have all of our fall shows back, some new shows we've put in the mix.
It's great.
And did you pick up any new shows?
I've tried out a couple new shows. I've been watching Kevin Probably Saves the World mm-hmm. with Jason Ritter. It's very good. I like it so far. It's only a couple episodes in, but I'm enjoying that. Lore also began on Amazon Prime, which is based on the podcast of the same name. Mm-hmm. It's very cool. I mean, it's basically like a live action version of the podcast. So it's like, it's Aaron Mankey still narrating it, but they use a mixture of like animation and like acting, like scenes to act out these lores and these tales that he tells. So it's really cool. If you enjoy the podcast, you'll like the series. It's very cool.
Yeah.
And it's only 6 episodes and they're about 30 to 40 minutes long. So, yeah, anyway.
Okay, not too bad.
It's cool.
Lore.
Whoa.
Lore is one of our favorite podcasts. I just clicked on a website, and of course, the video just automatically starts playing. And why wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that's a podcast we've been listening to for a really long time. So it just takes folklore. Oh my gosh, we are a disaster.
I was drinking it, I spilt water all over myself.
Well, good thing it wasn't wine.
Exactly.
Right, or your coffee.
Jesus.
So anyway, yeah, I'm going to check out Lore. That is on my...
Yeah, definitely.
It's on Amazon.
And it's on Amazon Prime. So if you're a Prime member, you can watch it for free. If you're not a Prime member, you'll have to pay for it. But there you go.
Riverdale is back.
Riverdale is back, yes. What'd you think of the first episode?
All caught up, I think. Is there only been one episode?
Yeah, there's only been one.
It's just, all right. Yeah. Again, so much TV. I forget what week it is sometimes.
I know.
I really liked it.
I really do like Riverdale. It's so dramatic, you know, mm-hmm. and it's just so funny, but it's, you know, like there's some moments where you just roll your eyes, but it's still fun, you know.
So there was a big cliffhanger from mm-hmm. season one that they wrapped up, and it took the whole episode to basically wrap it up. So,
yes.
Usually they move along pretty quickly and they change streams pretty quickly, but this one they really stretched it.
Yeah. So there may be a serial killer in the midst of Riverdale now. So mm-hmm. we'll see.
So we won't give away what happened, but I will say that I found this article on mm-hmm. TV Guide that, you know, a lot of people were talking last season mm-hmm. about if Sabrina the Teenage Witch was going to show up, and apparently the plan was they were going to bring her in the season finale mm-hmm. last year, but they decided to wait a little bit longer, and they're already working on her own. So basically, right. This would be a companion series
to Riverdale.
To Riverdale, which is great. So that means she's going to show up pretty soon.
Because for those who don't know, Sabrina the Teenage Witch is in this Riverdale universe, in the comics with Archie, all that. So it's all related. So that's why they're thinking of bringing her back.
So this TV Guide article brought up the fact that. Not the fact, but like a theory. That Cheryl Blossom is actually a witch on Riverdale. And then you get to thinking about it and you're like, she is kind of witch-like. Like I remember season, like it was kind of Twin Peaks. It was really weird. And so they came up with this theory on the reasons why she could be part of the witch. And she would be the reason how Sabrina gets brought into the mix. And I do remember... part of this the season premiere where she was whispering into Luke Perry's ear when he was in the he's in a coma, and she had said something to Archie when she walked out about her
gonna give him the kiss of life
for Archie saving her life like the episode before. And I was like, that's weird.
It's weird. Yeah,
how'd she say
that? She's a little weird.
She's a little weird. So it's like, huh. Yeah. Hmm. So, and then this is like, okay, well, that makes sense. If she's a witch, then that would make complete sense.
And there's, they point to the fact that she's a twin and her and Jason were very popular. And I guess in the Sabrina world, like, Sabrina has an evil twin and then her aunt had an evil twin. So twins are very much a thing in the witch world. Mm-hmm. There was a couple other things, but they all kind of point to, to her being a witch. So, and I think in the past they've said that Riverdale might take on like a supernatural kind of thing.
So and that would just make it even juicier.
Right, exactly. Like, exactly. So, I don't know. We'll see.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, you can look that up. It's on TV Guide. And it was posted.
But it is an enjoyable series.
It is.
It really is. It's just fun and dumb. So, if you haven't watched it and you like teen drama... and campiness and that sort of thing, you'll like this. It's just a nice, fun series to zone out and watch.
Yeah.
So,
I started watching The Gifted on Fox.
Yes, I haven't watched it yet.
X-Men universe.
I've heard great things about it.
I didn't think I was going to like it, and I'm hooked.
Yeah.
I'm hooked, yeah. Stephen Moyer from True Blood, he's in it. He plays one of the main characters, and then the kids are really, I mean, they're really well cast, and... It's definitely set, I mean, it is in, I think, the current timeline in the X-Men universe. They've kind of hinted at, at the some of the big X-Men we know. One of the main characters, she is Magneto's daughter.
Oh, okay.
I don't think she knows it yet, but it's her powers. I mean, it's Magneto. Because he had several kids.
Yeah, he's had a lot of kids.
Besides Quicksilver and all that. I mean, Michael Fassbender. I mean, come on. Who wouldn't want to jump in bed with that?
Yeah. For sure.
Hunk of goodness. Anyway, so The Gifted. I highly recommend it. It's good.
Yeah, I've been meaning to watch that. You know, I'm trying to think of anything new that I've watched. But, you know, like I've been watching The Last Man on Earth came back, which has been great. Yeah. If you haven't watched that show, you really should, too. And I've been watching
Kristen Wiig.
Oh, she's so funny. And Will Forte. I mean, they're all, the whole cast is really funny. I've been watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine's back and Outlander's back as well. So I've been watching that. And yeah, so just a lot of my favorites. So speaking of favorites, Will and Grace is back.
Will and Grace. I'm doing a quick... while we're talking about Will and Grace, I'm trying to find out some of the hits already for this season that have been picked up for next year. So anyway, we'll talk about that in just a few minutes. Anyway, I found a couple.
This Is Us Again is doing very well.
Young Sheldon's been picked up.
Yeah, Young Sheldon's done well. I saw that. I don't know. I can't remember.
Yeah, there are quite a few that have already been deemed a hit. I think The Mayor on ABC is doing
I need to watch that one, too.
Well, I really liked it. And again, I love the 30-minute comedies, or 30-minute shows.
And you have watched, there's been a few that are maybe not going to do that great, like The Orville, you say you're not a big fan of.
Seth MacFarlane says he's getting a second season, which it probably means he has some kind of deal, but I... the ratings dropped considerably.
It's
weird because I expect it to be like Family Guy, where it's like spoofing Star Trek.
Yeah.
And it doesn't really. It's weird. Yeah. It's like this sounds weird to say, but it's kind of like a watered down Star Trek.
Yeah, that's weird.
With some funny elements. It doesn't fit with like the Family Guy stuff at all. And Seth MacFarlane, I can't take him seriously.
True.
Like he's an actor, but mm-hmm. he's more a comedic actor, mm-hmm. but yet he's trying to pull off kind of a
drama, if you're gonna go sort of for that, why put it with all your Sunday night comedies? Doesn't it go with like somewhere in there in that lineup?
It doesn't make sense. I don't know. It's weird because you're expecting him to be funny, you're expecting him to throw out one-liners, and he's not, and every time just looking at him, you expect him to be funny, and when he's not being funny, you're like, it messes with your head a little bit. Because like, it's supposed to be funny, and it's not funny.
Yeah, that's
weird. The first episode, I'm like, there was really nothing funny. And there was a couple parts, but it wasn't him.
Yeah.
It was some other minor character. Anyway, I don't know. Maybe it's going to take a while for them to kind of figure out what's going to work for them and things like that.
Yeah, maybe.
But I wasn't impressed. So let's get back to Will and Grace. So Will and Grace is back. It's pretty good.
It's pretty good. I agree. It's pretty good.
I love how they kind of tweaked the theme music.
Uh-huh.
And if you're watching on Hulu, so Hulu is separating the series.
Yeah.
So they're separating the series into 1998. That's mm-hmm. That's when it went off the air.
When the first... First began.
First began, sorry.
The first series
began. First began. And so... This is a whole new series. So it's like season one, episode one.
Right, exactly.
Season one, episode two, mm-hmm. episode three. So it's kind of weird. And I liked how they, spoiler alert, I like how they erase the finale from the previous season.
Right, exactly.
It was all in Karen's head.
It's all in Karen's head, yes.
She woke up and...
I thought they did a good job of that, of kind of resetting it, mm-hmm. Because I think there were a lot of people like, well, how is that going to work? But obviously,
Yeah.
I'm glad that they put it focused back on the four of them. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, all of that. So, and it's still as funny as... Still so funny.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what I really like, too, I mean, if you saw the first episode, of course, they went after Trump a lot.
Right. It was all political.
I mean, this is what you're going to expect from a show like this. And I'm glad they did.
But they said they got it out of the way.
Right. But they also are addressing, like, there's the episode, not last week, but the week before, just gay culture in general. Like, mm-hmm. addressing... older gays and the younger gays, and it just how life has changed in the past 20 years when the show first began. I really liked that. I thought that was a good way to
mm-hmm.
Address that sort of thing in that show.
Yeah. And I also like how they're kind of mixing up a little bit. Like we had mm-hmm. that second episode where it was Karen and Grace.
Yes.
And then it was Will. And so it was kind mm-hmm. of you didn't. I mean, you saw Karen and Grace in the previous series. But I felt like they were kind of going back. They're kind of building on their relationship.
Yeah.
So it's all four of them have relationships as a group and then as individuals with one or the other. Mm-hmm. So it was nice to kind of go back and start, seeing a little bit more of Karen and Grace's relationship.
Yeah.
I also thought it's interesting how I thought they were going to completely write Rosario off the show.
Yeah.
And they haven't yet.
No.
Apparently the actress who plays Rosario...
She retired.
She
didn't want to be in the series.
I have a feeling they're leaving the door open for her.
Yeah, I feel like...
Because they do have Karen does have another maid that's... Yeah. Rosario's apparently in charge of all of them.
Uh-huh.
And they haven't... like Stan, you don't see him.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Like, Rosario's just there. so that's kind of, I think they're leaving it open because they've been picked up for season two.
Yeah.
So we'll have to see.
I bet they'll
maybe
convince
by then.
Her to at least do
one
episode.
I mean, she did that election episode they did. So why?
Yeah.
And she was in a wheelchair. So maybe it's her health. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe it is her health. You never know.
But it would still be funny if you had her
come
in just...
Yeah.
Every once in a while.
It'd be real funny. Yeah. But yeah, I'm so happy it's back and it's doing really well and it's really funny. So
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Well, speaking of, so the next episode is episode four. It's called Grandpa Jack, and we actually have a preview clip from that episode we're gonna play.
Here we go. Take a listen.
Honey, why are you making me go to work on a Saturday? I should be home making love to Stan and watching cartoons.
I love cartoons.
You heard what we were talking about?
No.
Jack, why do you have to use my shower?
Four reasons. One, your water pressure's better. Two, you've got that hand attachment that gets all those fun to reach areas. And three through four, I've had two dates this week with a bear who clogged my drain.
Since when are bears your thing? I thought you were into twinks, twunks, and everything else that Dr. Seuss didn't write about.
There you go.
I like the little clips.
Jack, we've talked about this before. We both have a mutual friend. I won't say his name, but he's been on this podcast before.
Yes.
And he reminds me so much of Jack, and Jack reminds me so much of him. And it just, every time I see it, I'm like, oh my God, he is so like Jack. So it's just really funny.
I wonder if he ever watched the original.
I don't know. I need to ask him. Yeah, I'm not really sure. That. Probably, but yeah. But anyway, yeah, it's just, he's so funny. They're all, and they all work together so well. So anyway, I'm glad they're back, and mm-hmm. it's doing really well. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Another show that we really love mm-hmm. on NBC is The Good Place.
Oh God, I love The Good Place. It's so funny.
It is so.
It's
funny.
So funny.
And I remember watching the first season. I'm like, where are they gonna go with this? Like, where can they go? And then they turn the show upside down.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, this isn't going to work. It's going to work for one episode. But it's working.
It's working.
Like, the writing is fantastic.
It's so good. And it's, and all, they're all really funny. But Kristen Bell, I mean, she is so good
mm-hmm.
at the kind of scumbaggy lady. And I just love Kristen Bell. But Ted Danson's really good, too, and they're mm-hmm. all really funny, so.
You know who is turning into be one of my favorites on there is Janet.
Janet, I know, she's funny.
Janet, with the one-liners.
Yes.
And then just every, she's so, there was one in the last episode, she's like, I'm not a robot. You know, like, just some, just the way she delivered the mm-hmm. line, and it's just because she's, you know, this kind of computer program sort
yes.
of, you know, with a person, you know, embodied of a person, and it's just, she is great.
Yes,
all of
great.
Everyone on there is
yes.
so good. I really like Chidi.
I like Chidi,
William
yeah.
Jackson Harper,
mm-hmm.
Tahani,
mm-hmm.
Jason, and I will say that Jason, that character could go one. It could go in a. I mean,
yes,
not in a bad way, but in a way that just not
right.
It's a one note character.
Right.
But in some of the lines he's given, like, if any other actor might not be able to pull that off.
Right.
But he pulls it off.
Yes, but and he, because he's so stupid, but, like, also you like Jason, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he's very endearing, but he's, so, like, and I think it works for him, and it works with the rest of them. And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's all good.
And it's just, like, every episode, they go down a path where you're just like, there is no way they're getting out of this.
Uh-huh.
Like, how are they going to... And then they, you know, and then it works.
Yes.
Like, and it's every single episode, I think, how much more can they, number one, fit in the episode?
Uh-huh.
And how can they just, like, any other sitcom would never,
no.
ever go down this road, or they'd never pick that road, or that would be a season finale kind
mm-hmm.
of thing. And it works.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, it you know, and I think that just speaks to the creators, Mike Schur, who did Parks and Rec, and
mm-hmm.
he's done several other things, you know, they're all behind this, and you can tell that there's that very much that comedy there, that type of comedy, and I think it just works, I think it speaks to the cast and the writers and creators. I mean, they've just kind of made a perfect little show, and if you haven't watched it, you really should. It's really funny.
Yeah.
So
we have a clip
yeah.
from the next episode of The Good Place.
Here you go. Okay, you can listen.
You are driving a trolley when the brakes fail, and on the track ahead of you are five workmen that you will run over. Now, you can steer to another track, but on that track is one person you would kill instead of the five. What do you do?
Do we know anything about the people? Like, is one of them an ex-boyfriend? Or that snooty girl from Rite Aid who was always silently judging my purchases? It's like, yeah, Chicky, a baby Ruth and birth control. I see the irony. Keep a swipe and...
You don't know any of the workers.
Okay, well, then that's easy. I switch tracks. Kill one person instead of five.
But this is hard, because the only trolley I've ever been on is James Franco's ironic trolley. It travels backwards from his penguin grotto to his garage of adult tricycles. Go one, say five.
Good, but there's a lot of other versions of this. Like, what if you knew one of the people? Does that change the equation? Or what if you're not the driver, you're just a bystander? Or let's throw the trolley out altogether. Let's say you're a doctor and you can save 5 patients, but you have to kill 1 healthy person and use his organs to do it.
But that's not the same thing.
Why not? It's still choosing to kill 1 person to save 5, isn't it? Michael, you've been kind of quiet. What do you think about all this?
Well, obviously the dilemma is clear. How do you kill all 6 people? So I would dangle a sharp blade out the window to slice the neck of the guy on the other track as we smoosh our 5 main guys. Oh, I did the thing again, didn't I?
Yep. 10 more, buddy.
People good. People good. Why is that so hard to remember? People. What is it?
Good.
Good.
All right, there you go. That is episode The Trolley Problem. Episode 4?
5.
5. Mm-hmm. Episode 5 of The Trolley Problem. Oh, Jesus.
Sorry. Okay. That was my alarm.
Oh.
Sorry. I wanted to make sure I was awake.
Well, good.
So.
Well, we're awake now. Thanks a lot.
It kind of sounded like a trolley.
You're right, it did.
Just
a little bit. What made me laugh the most was Ted Danson, like, well, the problem here is trying to kill all these 6 people.
We have a blade. Right. And then you. And the thing is that surprises me about Ted Danson is, I mean, he is famous for being Sam Malone on Cheers.
Right.
And he was Becker on that shoot.
Becker, I forgot about that.
But, like, he is not Sam Malone at all in this show.
No, not at all.
Like,
no.
He is completely, it's just, I'm very impressed with him. And I never even, because sometimes, like, an actor that's very well known for a certain role and you grew up watching them, you always see them as this role.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if maybe because now he has white, gray hair, right, whatever, and I don't think of him that way. But, like, I never think of, oh, that's Sam from Cheers.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I know it's Ted Danson, but a lot of times those roles just kind of follow you, follow them, and then you can't think of them. Or if you do, you always have that in the back of your mind. That's definitely one.
You know what I really like about this show, too, is some of the gags that are in it. Just, like, on the surface, The Good Place looks really nice, but then you see they have, like, the chowder fountain, and everyone's like, we really are in the bad place, aren't we? Who wants a chowder fountain? Like, it's just so funny. Like, it's those little things.
I hate that word. I hate that word.
That's right, I forgot you.
Chunky chowder.
We had a whole conversation the other night about
this. I was just having a conversation with somebody yesterday about chowder.
But it's just funny.
It chases me.
And, like, there's one, at one point in one of the episodes, he's like, you know, all the coffee's in those little pods, and he's like, it's so evil. Oh,
just, I forgot
just,
about that.
Right, yeah, it's just little funny things like that that just make it really funny.
Yeah.
So, anyway, so if you haven't watched it, it's on Thursday nights on NBC. So check it out. Yep. And you can watch the first season on Netflix right now. So if you haven't seen the first season, you can binge it on Netflix.
All right.
There you go.
I always get confused. Hulu and Netflix, they're on one of the two, platforms.
You can currently watch current episodes on Hulu. I don't think they have season one, but season one, all of season one is on Netflix.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
There are all kinds of platforms.
There you go. Yeah, you have all kinds of platforms.
I will say the one thing I really do like about Apple TV is it's all together.
Yes.
The new Apple TV.
Oh my God,
not 4K. I think it's the same. We haven't gotten that one yet. But it was just like you just say The Good Place and it'll tell you where you can watch it.
Yes. And the good thing is it keeps track of your TV habits. So for whatever platform you're watching, you go to your TV app on the app TV and it'll be like, oh, here's your next episode.
Yep.
Here's all the shows you watch.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just click on that and automatically watch it, which is awesome.
Super handy.
Yeah. Super handy. Yep.
Okay. So we're talking about TV, but there have been some movies.
Lots of movies. Big movies.
Lots of movies.
Mm-hmm.
We are working on our Halloween episode, which will be episode 138. So that will be our next episode. And it will be one of the big movies we'll talk about. And it's also one that just in the last couple of weeks is still up there. And it doesn't surprise me. I really liked it. There have been some new movies that have come out.
Mm-hmm.
The one I saw a couple weeks ago, Blade Runner 2049. And I really liked it. You said your sister didn't.
Yeah, my sister didn't like it, but, you know.
And she liked the original.
Well, I don't know if she liked the original. I can't remember. I mean, it's been a long time since she's seen it, but yeah, I don't know. My brother-in-law, her husband, liked this Blade Runner. Didn't know there was a first one. He's terrible at movies. Okay. On record, he doesn't know these things, and so.
So he just goes to sequels without.
He just goes. Had no idea there was.
But she had seen it before.
Yes.
Like recently.
Probably not recently.
Okay.
It's been a while, but she's very open-minded. She'll go see. I'll go see a movie, but she didn't like it. So, anyway, that's.
I wonder what your dad thought.
I don't know if my dad's seen it yet, but.
Find out.
I remember watching the first Blade Runner with my dad.
That's what I figured.
Yeah. Right. So. Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure he'll like it.
So. They thought it was going to do way better at the box office. Mm-hmm. Understandable.
Mm-hmm.
But the first one didn't do so well at the box office.
No,
it was a bomb
right.
as well.
And now it's like a cult
But
hit.
I think the problem with this one, because I've been thinking about it. So I hadn't, I mean, I barely remember seeing it years ago. And it was really too dark and gritty.
Yeah.
Whatever. So I was like, okay, well, I'll watch the new one, the old one before I watch the new one. You can't. Watch it anyway. I mean, you can rent it, which I had to because I was reviewing the new movie. And it's just like, so no one can find this movie. It's not
right.
like Star Wars.
Right.
Where everyone has a copy of it. They rewatch it over and over and over. Or Jurassic Park. Yeah. Everyone, it's been 30 some years since the last one. And you're not even going to push it out on Netflix. And here's another thing. There are 4 or 5 versions.
What?
There's a director's cut. Oh, there's,
oh, really?
Oh, there's several different versions, and they changed the ending in a couple of them.
Mm.
So it's all different. But here's the thing. Maybe, I don't know, this is just a crazy thought. Why don't you know the new movie's coming out. Why not all of this year make sure that it's available on Netflix and Hulu or something?
Like, yeah.
Right.
Right.
It just kind of blows my mind that they didn't do that. And then they wonder, oh, I wonder, why didn't people come? Like, it became a cult classic, but that doesn't mean that reboot it, it's
right.
going to, not reboot it, but if you do a sequel, that people are going to...
People are going to go.
And it's long.
Oh, God, it's so long,
it's,
right?
It's
like
pretty
over
long.
2.5 hours?
I will say that I didn't hate the length of it, but... I enjoyed the new movie. I didn't really care for the old movie after watching it the night before. Mm-hmm. But still, why wouldn't you put it out there that...
Yeah.
Just to get it out there so then it started to build buzz and then people like, oh, you know,
yeah.
oh, just go watch it on Netflix.
Well, that's the thing.
Whatever.
Like, some people might not know that there was an actual original movie.
Right.
Going
and here's the thing. You needed to know some stuff
you
about
did?
It.
You did? See?
Absolutely.
And that's...
Absolutely.
You know, that's part of the problem.
Right. But Harrison Ford...
Right.
Is back.
Mm-hmm.
He, and it took a while, I guess, for him to, I mean, it took him a while to sign up for Star Wars. He's doing Indiana Jones. And so we have a clip of Harrison Ford talking about why he decided to reprise his role.
There you go.
I was intrigued. I saw a logic for the 30-year gap. I saw an interesting development of the character, the chance for emotional relationships with other characters that I found interesting as a reader, and that I thought would draw the audience emotionally into the story.
All right.
So Harrison Ford decided to come back. And,
you know, I recently, this has nothing to do with Blade Runner, but I recently saw an article about Harrison Ford, and he loves Halloween, apparently. Like, every year he dresses up, like, in some crazy costume.
The one thing he loves.
Right. Exactly. Like, Harrison Ford doesn't strike me as the kind of person that would love to dress up, but there's proof in the pictures. I think BuzzFeed did an article, but it's just funny. Like, year after year, he does these elaborate costumes, and it's like... Of all people.
Well, shit. Maybe that's what I should have asked him about during my interview.
About Halloween.
My worst interview ever. Thank you, Harrison Ford. Ever. I don't want to go down that road.
He's a bit salty, so.
He is, but loves Halloween.
Right.
I'll remember that next
exactly.
time.
There you go.
I'll remember
that's
that.
What just, yeah, it just cracked me up because I'm like, he is such a curmudgeon for the most part, especially in interviews, and it's just, you know, but he loves
Halloween
costumes.
God.
I know.
be great if he dressed up as Tootsie and no one knew. You know, like, right? Something so weird, like a clown.
Right.
Ugh. But he loves Halloween.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good for Harrison Ford. Go. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I recommend Blade Runner. But again, like, you have to know a little bit about the movie before you go into it, because there's so many.
I mean, God, I haven't. Parts of it. I have very vague memories of the movie.
Right.
I
don't. Or remember here's a suggestion, so you don't have to rent it. There are a couple of articles out there of things you just need to know before going in and seeing the movie. If you read those, I think you'll be fine.
Okay. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's also a few movies coming out in the next few weeks that we'll be going to see, mm-hmm. and hopefully in we'll do some reviews.
The new Thor movie. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go see Goodbye, Christopher Robin.
Oh, yeah.
Next week.
I saw a review for that. It was not good.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It said it's just a little too, I don't know what the Downton word Abbey. Was. Downton Abbey. Yeah. It said it was just didn't tap into the feelings you hoped it would, is what it's saying.
But interesting.
But that was just one review. So we'll see what you say.
Yeah, we'll see. And it's not even 2 hours long.
Right. See, that's...
It's... 40
right
an hour 40
high scores for that
already. Right, I'm like, okay. And it's free, I don't have to pay for it, exactly. So Margot Robbie's in it, Donald Gleason. Mm-hmm. So yeah, okay, so we didn't plan on this, but we can talk about this.
Star Wars.
Yes,
I knew it was coming. Yes. I was gonna bring it up because I'm like, trailer dropped this week and we haven't talked about it yet, so
well, we need our Star Wars open.
You do. Here we go. Okay, Star Wars news, here we go.
Remember, the Force will be with you, always.
All right, so we got that out of the way, thank God. You know, we can't talk about Star Wars without our open. I mean,
I know, that's true.
That's right, okay, so, we are recording, by the way.
Oh, we're still recording?
Yeah, we're still recording. I just started it, so.
Oh, okay.
So that's all in. Yeah, he's doing something. Look. So, Star Wars, The Last Jedi, the full trailer finally came out about a week ago now during Monday Night Football, which I think is still weird, but I understand why.
Well, my favorite thing was hearing all of the nerds and geeks were like, this is the only way they can get us to watch football.
Exactly.
And it's like, my people. Right, my people. Exactly. Yes. Yes.
That's what I told one of my coworkers who likes football and is not a Star Wars fan. But I was like, this will be the only time geeks actually tune in to watch football.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it came out. And so, you know, of course, there's been a lot of theories floating around since then. Mick has a few.
I have. There's been
a lot of fighting, too. Especially with my coworkers who just refuse to believe that Rey and Kylo are
related.
They don't believe it. And I just, like, anyway, I've had a lot of conversations in the control room during live newscasts about this. Like, maybe we should stop. Maybe we should pay attention to what's going on instead of arguing about Star Wars. But okay. Anyway. So.
Drew, come on. Right, Drew. It's all for Drew.
This is all true. He doesn't listen to this podcast.
Come on.
We need to have
the
him
people
on.
Who don't think they're
right. We have a bet now. One of our coworkers. He's going to take us to lunch if indeed Rey and Kylo are related. So
right.
Get your credit card ready.
Get Drew. Your credit card ready. Absolutely. There's a formula to Star Wars movies.
Right.
The prequels, the original trilogy, and now this one. People bitch to complain how The Force Awakens was so much like A New Hope. The Last Jedi. It's not going to be a ripoff of Empire Strikes Back.
No, I don't think so.
But there's still a formula.
Right.
There's still a formula to Star Wars.
Right.
It's always, always, always has to do with the Skywalkers.
Right.
Oh, Kylo Ren is a... Yes,
mm-hmm.
He is one, but he is the bad guy.
Right. And... I try to tell them, like, it makes no sense if she's not a Skywalker. It
makes no sense.
Why would she be the title character? Right. Why would the whole series revolve around her if she's not in some way related to Luke, Leia, and Han? She's not related, why? If she's a rando, that makes no sense.
That makes no sense. Right. No sense whatsoever. Yeah. Daisy Ridley has even said in interviews, she thought it was obvious who her parents were.
You know.
Who her parents were.
Exactly.
After the screening, she thought people would figure it out, and no, everyone couldn't.
Yeah.
And there's also descriptions about there's a connection between Kylo and Rey.
Yeah.
Kylo knows who she is.
Yeah.
There's a connection.
Han knows who she was.
Han knew. Leia knows. Knows. Yeah.
The little lady. Maz knew, figured out she was somebody.
Right.
So there's there's just too many signs pointing to it. Mm-hmm. And this is what I tell people. I'm like, it makes
no sense.
No sense if she's not related.
Okay, so let's throw out I called you after this because I was talking to my friend Ron in Madison because he's a huge Star Wars nerd. And he, like us, he's like, they are related. They are siblings. Mm-hmm. They're siblings. Mm-hmm. They could be twins.
They could be twins.
Because the EU, mm-hmm. and it's legends or whatever. But here's the theory, and I think this makes so much sense. So, Anakin was a chosen one.
Mm-hmm.
But there needed to be a balance to the Force. So, Anakin, when he had children, he had twins, which could balance the Force. But Leia was never trained. So the Force was still off balance. So Luke doesn't have any kids, but Leia does. So the Force is running, and so Leia's children, twins, would balance the Force. Maybe siblings, but I think it's pointing more toward twins. I know there's an age gap between them in real life, but I don't know. I don't know if that's the case with...
Yeah.
So anyway, but they would balance the Force. Whether Kylo turns bad or whatever, but the two of them together would balance the Force. The Force is trying to correct it for the balance of the Force. And it only makes sense. And there's a connection between them.
Absolutely.
And throughout the entire trailer, I mean, I'd been like, okay, fine, if she's not Han and Leia's kid. And I forgot about him. Then she's Luke's kid.
Mm-hmm.
But then the trailer drops, and I'm like, nope, I'm going back to their siblings.
Yeah.
Because they were talking about how raw power, Luke had seen this once before, mm-hmm. like this whole thing, like the two of them together, like there's a connection between Kylo and Rey.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, but again, I understand where Drew and them are coming from geeks, nothing against them. They don't want things to be
true.
Everyone expects him to be. They want it to be something.
Yes.
This is Disney.
Right.
They are not. They're not. She's not going to be a rando. Rey is not going to turn to the dark side. No. She's not. Because I've heard this lately. Oh, she better turn to the dark side. Disney. No. I'm sorry. They're not turning this female. They're not.
Strong female lead character into a bad guy. Right. No. No.
No. There's no way.
She is the heroine of this trilogy.
Absolutely. She is. She's the protagonist. Right. She's the hero of this. Now for Kylo, I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know what they're going to do with them. Mm-hmm. I don't. I don't know. They are related. And even if they turn out to be cousins, I don't care. Whatever. They are related. Are related.
I know. I also had this argument with Drew. He's like, I don't remember exactly what he said, but he said, but I don't see how, like, Han and Leia didn't even know who she was. And I was like, are you kidding? Like, they had this whole connection she's on the Millennium Falcon. And
she was finishing his sentences. Right. She also knows Chewie's language.
She knows Chewie's language.
How?
Knew the Millennium Falcon like that.
Right.
You know, even when she had this connection with Leia when she first met her. Like, so...
And I've watched it a couple times. How did Han find the Millennium Falcon so fast?
True.
How did Han and Chewie find it so fast?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Number one, the map to Luke Skywalker was on Jakku. The Millennium Falcon was on Jakku. Rey was on Jakku.
Yeah.
Laura Santeca was on
Jakku.
He was struck down by the villain in the movie. Obi-Wan was as well. Maybe he was at a distance like Obi-Wan was with Luke, and Rey never knew him, but he was always there. Just,
mm-hmm.
I mean, So they're just
right.
It's
right. So anyway,
but I mean, yeah, I don't know. And how Leia was supposed to be so prominent in Episode 9. Which would make sense if she was... These are her twins.
Right.
And she is... Whatever conclusion or whatever. I don't know. I still... I don't know what they should do with that. I don't think they should. I don't think they should have scrapped whatever plans they had for it. I think they should, if they had to, if they're not going to digitally recreate her, which they should. They should. Then you have to recast.
Recast her, right? I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. But you know, now they have J.J. Abrams back on board, which, I mean, that tells me.
Yeah.
Right, that they're gonna do something like. Digitally recreate her,
because then there's the excuse.
Right.
Well, we said this previous.
Yeah.
But now JJ's back, so everything's out the window.
Right.
And here's another thing. So her brother, and even daughter, said that they were going to bring her back in 9.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh no. So it's like, so that means they've already asked them and they've given permission to digitally recreate her.
So that's why
I think they were confused.
Right.
Anyway, they're related.
Right.
They're related.
The
worst thing is I'm going to have to see this 3 days before it's released, and I'm not going to be able to talk to anyone about it. Because I'm going to have to see it in the middle of the day. Yeah. You're going to be working.
I know.
And I am going to just want to fucking explode. So yeah, it's going to be a rough few days before The Last Jedi is released. That's okay. Well, I was telling you with Blade Runner, it was really weird. I know the studio's not listening, or I hope not. But it was almost as secretive as Star Wars.
Right, yeah, which
and
is it's weird.
Like, what? And I mean, they told us exactly, you cannot say this, mention that, or, I mean, it's just like,
are there any major spoilers or like bombshells or anything in it that would... be ruined by a leak,
but
it's still, it's not Star Wars level.
I don't think I don't even think the Blade Runner fans were searching searching that out.
Yeah,
because I feel like now that I've seen this trailer, I don't want to see anything else. I don't want to see anything else.
Yeah, no, I get you.
Nothing else. I mean, even Rian Johnson said before the trailer dropped, and I'm like, I think the only spoilers that came out of that trailer was Kylo Ren might blow up might blow up his mother. I don't think that's really a spoiler. I don't think, it is, but it is, I didn't know that was going to happen, but that's not going to ruin the movie.
Yeah.
Snoke is going to have a force grip on Rey. Okay. But I kind of figured that. She was going to run into him, in this movie.
I didn't feel like anything in the trailer was a spoiler.
I didn't think so either.
You know.
And everyone thinks that end scene with Kylo and Rey, those are two different scenes,
right.
People. Those are two different scenes.
They cut these trailers specifically to give you an impression of what
those are two different scenes. Right. I don't know who Kylo's reaching at. Maybe he is, but that point when he's reaching out to Rey, that's not the same scene. Number one, she's wearing the clothes that we see her in at the end of The Force Awakens.
Yeah.
Kylo is not going to be there right away.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's gonna be fantastic.
I think so too. I'm really excited.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And I am glad that they pushed it back to December 2019.
Yeah, the next one. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I think they need to. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good. So yeah. Anyway, I'm good with trailers and stuff from here on out.
We only have 2 months.
Yeah.
Two months of the day.
We were meant to do this podcast.
I know we were.
So yeah, 2 months of the day.
Yeah.
So I promise, no spoilers when I see it, because...
He'll be killed if he does. So.
Yes.
Disney hit him, we'll find him.
They watch you.
And break his kneecaps.
They watch you. They watch... And it is serious stuff. Serious. So, anyway... All right.
All right, well, let's wrap this up. So, I think we're good. So, you can always find us on the Twitter. We're on over social media. We're Twitter, A Gal and a Gay. We're on Facebook, A Gal and a Gay. We're also on Instagram, A Gal and a Gay. Or if you just want to email us, we are agalandagay@gmail.com. So you can find us all over and reach out to us. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, you can also leave us a voicemail at 816-237-8422. Again, that's 816-237-8422.
Yeah, and if you do, we'll play that on our podcast. So we'd love to hear your thoughts, especially about Star Wars. We'd love to hear your theories. So that's it. And, find us on Apple Podcast, Podbean, Stitcher, pretty much anywhere you can get a podcast, you can find us. So share with your friends, tell your friends about us, and rate us. That'd be great. So
yeah, cool.
That's it.
All right, thanks guys for listening.
All right, bye-bye.